Brother Dana, brother mine, delivers you best worst case scenario podcast.
We don't have to go in the cornfield, but we're already in the woods.
Right.
So...
And
I gotta fucking walk to my house or my little guest house. I could get abducted between here and the fucking.
I know. Like, I could watch you get butt probed through the window.
Fuck you, man.
You wouldn't
even try to save me. You just watch me get butt probed.
Well, I might like not out be able to stop them.
Just out in the middle.
They just beam you up from your butt.
I thought you were saying they're just gonna
ass up.
They thought they're just gonna ass probe me right there, all the gravel. Like, you're just watching me. Fuck you, man. God.
Hey, man.
At least I
like to think that I'd help you out.
I know you would probably just see a glimpse of it and then duck down behind.
I'd be like,
the...
"Hey, stop that! Stop butt probing my brother,
no, you
Dana."
Would just...
Dana, by the way,
you would just duck down behind the window and just hide.
Yeah. So Dana's Dana,
and then
here.
You'd hear it.
He's the one over there getting butt probed.
I'm the one.
And over
right here,
watching through the window, I'm Mayan.
Yeah, I'm Dana. getting butt probed.
Dana getting butt probed.
Mayan put me in this scenario. It's a worst case scenario, not a best worst case scenario.
I mean,
for some people,
maybe
it could be a best worst case scenario. Not me, though.
Here we are again in the woods. We're almost out, but we're still in the woods, man.
Yeah, we are in the woods. I live in the woods right here with you.
How does it feel?
Isolating. And like, you know, something weird could happen at any time, but it never does. And it kind of is depressing that nothing crazy happens.
What do you wish would happen?
I don't know. Bigfoot could knock on my door. Aliens could stop by and hang out.
Wait, Bigfoot could knock on your door?
Fairies could, you know, say hi. Gnomes could do something. I don't know anything magical. Aliens.
I think I know what you're saying, though, about wishing something would happen.
Don't you feel like it's a little more, there's more unknown up here in the wilderness than there is down in the town?
Yeah. I mean, like, it's no man's land here.
Like, things are more limitless up here as far as magic and what could happen, what you could see, what you might see.
Yeah, I guess I don't really think about it too much. Unless it's like...
I don't either. You asked me this question, and I'm following
up. The reason I ask is because it's like a mysterious, misty, rainy night. And by the way, listeners, this ain't ASMR. ASMR. Goddamn it. This ain't an ASMR, like, help you sleep at night. If you hear rain hitting the roof, that's real rain, folks, because it's a rainy day. And we're up in a cabin, you know, where the old man snores. And it's just that type of vibe. It's the cottage life.
You speak for yourself, man.
What?
Where the old man snores.
I was talking about you.
Fuck you, man.
He shakes the walls with the snores. He's the snore man.
You stop it. Let's get out of this.
That reminds me of the Sandman song. Have you ever heard that?
Mr. Sandman,
Mr.
give me
Sandman.
A dream. Give me a dream.
Bum, 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 bum. And while it's going, you hear this like clapping.
Yeah.
But it's like the meatiest clapping you've ever heard.
Yeah.
It's so disturbing.
Speaking of ASMR.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, speaking of meaty clapping. And I was like, what? Where are you going with this, Data? I don't know if I should let you go down that hole.
I'm going to make an ASMR for you.
Maybe.
Right here.
Maybe we should not go down that rabbit hole. Sorry, continue. Speaking of what?
I don't know what I was talking about. You just cut me off with the ASMR.
Oh.
We're not going down that rabbit hole.
Okay. Well, we are going down a rabbit hole today. And this rabbit hole
is actually a black hole.
And it's aliens.
Aliens? Ooh. Rikes.
Is that Scooby-Doo?
Rikes.
I don't know how he talks. How does he talk?
I don't know either.
See?
But I did better than you, man.
Whatever.
With the Scooby-Doo.
Okay. You can take it. I'll let you have
Scooby-Doo.
That one.
Yeah.
Your master.
So
sounded retarded.
It is a black hole. It's a black hole to a world of no friends, no life, just aliens.
What are we talking about?
Aliens.
Yeah, tinfoil hat shit.
Mm-hmm. What do you know about aliens?
Not a lot. I mean, I've never seen one, except for in movies or whatever. But it would be interesting to see one in the sky. I don't think I'd want to see one approach me.
Yeah,
while I'm outside asking for change or whatever.
Yeah, I saw one at Home Depot yesterday. I'm just kidding. I'm sorry. I had to. I'm done now. I got it in.
You're off the show now. You're canceled. I'm firing you.
You'll have to abduct me. Yeah. If you want to take me away from this podcast.
You're very offensive.
Yeah. But I can't say I've seen one either. And that's probably a good thing because
we can see them in our dreams sometimes.
Yeah, and from the research I've been doing, that's probably a good thing because the things they do to you aren't always good.
The things they do to you? It sounds like Britney Spears or Justin Timberlake lyrics right there. Actually, well, there's been a lot of sightings of them lately in the last few years, too. I think it's the government.
Yeah?
Yeah. Planet.
Why?
It's like, what's the term where you slowly raise the water to boil a frog?
Yeah, I think he said it.
Yeah, we're the frog.
And they're raising the temperature by slowly making UFOs in the sky?
Making more sightings, yeah, and talking about it all the time in the news. Like if you type in UFO sightings, the first thing that comes up is Los Angeles Times or these giant news organizations that have it in their headline, police see or take UFO call, go to the family's house, and they're scared. They saw this happened in Los Angeles, I think, recently, like a week ago.
Yeah,
this family saw these two 10-foot tall things with big shiny eyes in their backyard.
What?
Yeah,
that's bullshit.
No. There's a whole script of the whole dialogue of the call, police call. Like, it's all official.
A 10-foot tall, shiny-eyed thing?
With big mouths.
Drugs are bad, kids. Well, that's all I'll say.
Well, if it's a drug that helps you get tall, I'm in.
That helps you see shiny shit that ain't real, is what it is.
We'll see.
Then you poop your mouth.
No, what adds to the authenticity of the story is that somebody else made a call right before that, saying they saw something crash land from the sky in that neighborhood a half an hour before the family called, separate calls.
Hmm.
So,
LA is a wild place, man. I don't know. I'm skeptical.
Of course, you should be. I'm skeptical. Skeptical.
You're skeptical. I think one of the most realistic portrayals of aliens that I've ever seen in movies is the movie Signs, because
realistic.
It's super realistic because the aliens and their invasion of Earth are done in a way where it's not like the big heads and them coming down and these little saucers going, you know, like it's not like that at all.
Mars Attacks.
Yeah, they're sneaky. And man, I think I just heard an alien. Did you hear that?
I think that was your stomach.
Could have been. Yeah, the way it's done is super realistic as far as like it being on the news, kind of like today. And everything in it is not, it's not on the nose, man. Like they set down in the fields and they make these crop circles, which most people have heard of.
Yeah. I don't think
you with me?
Yeah.
Are you being abducted right now?
Yes. Part of me is
talking to myself, man.
You are. Like, this is a monologue. No. I was just thinking how they don't have noses in that.
That's not what I focused on. But I believe it.
Yeah. Well, they were very good at camouflaging and they hated water. So you'd want to have a super soaker on hand. If that race invaded you or whatever, if they came down to check you out.
Yeah. They have been known to check people out. But the thing about the crop circles that's interesting is they've actually been around for a long time.
How long?
Well, there's reports of them as far back as the 1700s, and like they were printed in pamphlets talking about them. But
1700s pamphlets?
Yeah, but
wow,
they were really popularized. Popularized.
We both can't talk.
They were really made famous in after like 1976 because these guys, Doug Bauer and Dave Chorley, they sound like some rascals.
That sounds like a Chris Farley and David Spade movie.
Pretty much the same thing. They made a saucer's nest in a wheat field in Wiltshire, England. And since that time, crop circles have become like a cultural phenomenon. And a lot of the time, it's attributed to not just aliens, but some of the more common things. People say it's earth energies, ancient spirits, secret weapon testing, and of course, secret government organizations. But aliens is the biggest by far. And these guys, Chorley and Bauer.
Chorley?
That's
I think you're trying to say Charlie.
It's Chorley.
It's Charlie, isn't it? You just can't say it.
No, it's Chorley. It's a Dave Chorley. But Dave and Doug, these guys, they said they conceived their hoax in 1978 while sitting in a pub, and they were wondering what they could do for a bit of a laugh.
So, what's the plan?
Right. We take your mom's car. We drive over to the lumberyard. We go in. We grab some plywood. Then drive to Draper's farm. Pull up. Crack open a beer. And make a giant cock in his field.
But my mom took the car to work.
Well, who else's car can we take?
I don't know. What about your dad's truck?
Okay. Take my dad's truck, drive over to the lumberyard, go in, grab some plywood, then drive to Draper's farm, pull up, crack open a beer, and make a giant cock in his field.
Perfect.
No. We can't go to the lumberyard. They're not open late, are they?
Yeah.
What's something big and flat we can drag through a field? Take truck, go to your house, pick up your mom's bed.
Sorry, mom.
Drive to Draper's farm, crack open a beer, and put a giant cock in his field.
Fucking hell, Martha. They drew another dick in our field.
Nailed it. And to be fair, crop circles and odd markings in fields have been reported for a long time, like I was saying. So, despite the hoaxes and verifiably fraudulent stuff by Bauer and other copycats, there's still organizations and research departments that take these occurrences very seriously. There's even a new branch of science called seriology. Yeah, and some of the people involved have argued that the crop circle mystery is still a largely unexplained weather phenomenon where whirling columns of air pick up electrically charged matter, flatten the crops below, and produce a bright light over the circle.
That sounds like a bunch of fucking bullshit.
It does. Sounds like magic.
It's not weather. If it's weather, then it's the earth communicating to us.
Yeah, I like to imagine the guy who said that was like the same guy whose parents came home after he had a party and was like, I swear this wind came in and it drank up all your alcohol and it trashed the place. It was the weirdest thing. It was a phenomenon.
Yeah. He watched the whole thing.
We need to study this.
He was so scared. Meanwhile, he's hungover telling them.
Yeah. It seems like lazy explaining.
The weather. Like, Jesus. How can weather do that?
I don't know. Ask the seriologist, man.
It's Gaia. It's the earth communicating. It's the way it talks.
Hmm. That is one of the theories, Earth energies.
Because if it's not Gaia, then it's fucking the Wolfington brothers or it's aliens. Three options. You either got people, aliens, or the Earth. Anything else doesn't make sense, really. Actually, none of that makes sense.
Yeah.
Except the Wolfington brothers.
But they're really like good with it. They like draw strings, or they make strings, and they
draw
like
draw strings.
They make strings.
Sexy aliens.
They just, you know, flaunt it here and there in the fields.
Oh yeah, they're wanting to get probed out there.
No, I think
it's a bunch of rednecks making these, you know, suggestive crop circles, and then they just lie naked out in the field waiting.
Farmer Draper's field.
Yeah, giant cock. Cocky.
Yeah, that was a good movie, man.
It was the only good movie M. Night's ever made.
That's not true.
What else?
Lots of other things.
Can't say one.
I can say five.
Don't say The Last Airbender, right?
The Village.
Forgot he made that.
The Village. Sixth Sense.
Forgot he made that.
Unbreakable.
Oh, yeah.
Glass. And you know what I liked?
Split?
Split.
He did Split.
He did Split. He did the splits.
He's got a weird thing with water, doesn't he? The Lady in Water, right?
M. Night? Yeah. Ooh, that's a good one, too.
There's something very strong with water with him, because the aliens are weak to water, and so is Bruce Willis in Unbreakable. He can't deal with water, right?
I don't think they like water.
He's interesting, because he uses his own life for some of the movie details, like how Mel Gibson was telling the two kids in Signs how they were born. Those were his real stories for his kids.
What?
Yeah, he had Mel Gibson.
You're shitting me.
No.
Are you pulling my dick, man?
No, 100%. I don't even remember the stories, but they were cool.
Yeah.
The way Mel Gibson
like
said
one
it.
One of them didn't cry.
I feel like he just looked
at him like you an angel.
Give any birth story to Mel Gibson and he'd make it cool. You just sat there with your little puppy eyes.
I was holding you, and I looked into your eyes, and you said, Papa.
At birth?
I'm your baby.
And that's when I knew you were an alien.
Plot twist, again. Yeah. Another kind of interesting phenomenon associated with aliens in general is animal mutilations.
Ooh.
Or also they're known as bovine excisions.
Yeah, if you got animal mutilations in your town, you've either got a serial killer or an alien.
I like how you boil everything down to like two or three for sure options. Like, this is what you got.
Helps me cope.
You got an alien.
You got one.
Or you got two. Serial killer.
Sometimes a third option, but it helps me cope with reality. Black and white.
Yeah. So this is where cattle are killed and mutilated. Often without blood, which is the weird part.
And yeah, right. What do you mean without blood?
Well, it's been observed with wild animals and everything from goats, chickens, pigs, dogs, cats, bison, deer, people, rabbits, and horses.
So everything, yeah.
Everything. And common in the cases is the removal of either an ear, eye, jaw, tongue, genitals, or rectum.
Definitely aliens. They'll probe you hard.
They do the butt stuff for sure.
They don't have safe words either.
So it's pretty weird. And while it's associated with aliens popularly, other causes are believed to be natural decomposition. I'm going to give Data a sec. Let him decompress. Okay, so other causes are believed to be natural decomposition, normal predation. You know, sometimes a wolf just eats a chicken's rectum and leaves the rest. Cults, that is probably the most believable. Of course, secret government organizations.
Little kids.
No, that's not one of these.
You know, baits. Little serial killers. They're practicing for their future kill.
Maybe.
Sometimes. It's a kid. Sometimes it's not.
You just sound like a drunk uncle. I don't know what you're talking about, man.
Thank you.
And the other thing is cryptid predators.
Drunkle.
Like chupacabra.
Sounds delicious.
Sounds cheesy.
I'll get the chupacabra.
Yeah, and
extra cheese.
And if you're thinking this is BS, like how often does this happen? Just so you know, the United States has launched 2 independent federal investigations to date on this topic of what these things are, because it happens
aliens
so frequently. No.
Oh, the chupacabras.
The animal mutilations.
Oh, right. Well, it doesn't make sense because you have these giant fucking cows, these giant animals, cows included, that are completely drained of blood with no sign of blood on the ground, which would be hard to do on a massive scale. Like, you know, like dozens or hundreds of cows or livestock like that, where they're completely, it looks like a vampire got to them pretty much. And sometimes their bones are like missing too a little bit, but their organs are usually gone. It's not like they were ripped out either. They're just missing. It's almost like a technology that they have that they can just, it's either a gun or like something that they can hover
I
over.
I call this a spleen getter.
The spleen getter. They're southerners, the aliens.
You just shoot it down and it steals the rectum. Directly from the rectum.
Directly.
I call it directum.
Directum. Wow. You built up to that one. You didn't know where it was going, but it landed nicely. I like it. But yeah, it might be like some kind of like gravitational technology that they have that they just put like this beam of energy over their subject and they just suck all the blood and whatever else they want out of you.
Man.
And then you're done. Like, oh, The Mummy Returns with Brendan Fraser. They're pretty much got the mummy abilities where they just open their mouths and they just suck whatever they want out of you.
Man, that's so much of what you just said is disturbing, man. I have nightmares tonight. There's actually one more phenomenon that's...
I think it's with John Travolta.
No, not that one. This one's... suspiciously extraterrestrial in nature, and it is foreign objects or alien implants. Which I don't know. I just think of like an alien with some like ass, some booty implants when I say alien implants, but it's exactly what it sounds like. And in many of these reports, and there actually are a lot, these objects are found following an abduction experience by someone. But according to skeptics like Joe Nickel is one of them, the objects found in people are often ordinary materials like shards of glass, jagged pieces of metal, and carbon fiber.
Inside of them?
So you have to ask...
Jesus Christ.
You have to ask if these are actually... alien implants or just the result of like a jackass
I hope
this type of scenario. Like, I don't know how that car got into my colon.
Hot wheel
is
up my ass way up there, right? That's scary stuff. I wonder if they use like some kind of anesthetic or
what are we
like,
talking about? You're talking about how the Hot Wheels up
how
my ass?
How people who get abducted get shit shoved inside of them somehow.
Implants.
I wonder if they do that while you're like under anesthetics. There's some kind of thing, drug, so you don't feel it, or if you're like awake for everything.
That when the aliens do it?
When the aliens use their implant sexual games that don't have safe words, yeah.
it just is weird though that an alien would be like, oh, let's put this like piece of glass
up his
bits of glass in this guy.
Up his penis hole. like they have a box of like Barney's bag and they just take turns grabbing whatever out of there, whatever the first thing they grab. Let's see if we can fit this inside of him. For fun.
That's messed up. But the
they like grab a barbell or something.
Yeah, I don't know.
A pineapple.
Yeah, maybe they put other stuff in people, you know?
Yeah.
That they're probing for their well, amusement.
It's interesting because aliens do put a lot of things in people. They put fear in people, and they also put hope, depending on if how you view aliens.
Hope?
Hope. That there's other things out there aside from us, alive and ticking. Wow. Physical beings. Because it's kind of exciting and hopeful to think about.
Man. Why you got to be so inspirational all the time, Dan?
Aren't you hopeful?
For aliens.
For some alien BDSM.
No, I take it back.
That's how they greet people from where they're at.
This is a no probe zone. Say no to probes. Just say no. So
you don't have to.
That's my final thoughts. That's a crappy thing, is if you're a victim of being probed or having foreign objects stuck in you or having your testicle removed
against your will, yeah.
There's nothing for you to do because you sound like a crazy person. I guess you could go to a therapist.
Right.
But you know that therapist is going to be like, this guy's nuts.
But I feel like if I was probed by an alien or aliens, if it was a group thing.
The gangbang is what you're saying.
Or if they shove something inside me and I still...
Slow down there, Dave.
I still had it and I came back to Earth and... Like, there's, like, some kind
Where
of evidence.
Where were you when you were getting probed?
Up in their craft.
Whoa, man. You've thought this through.
No, I'm just saying.
50 Shades if I of came, 50
Shades of Grey. 50 Shades of Grey. Oh, my God. Now it makes sense.
50 Shades of Greys?
No, just Grey.
Like the aliens.
But what I'm saying is, if I was a victim of that mm-hmm. horrific ordeal, I don't know that I would want to go to a counselor or anybody and tell them my experience because I wouldn't want to sound like a crazy person.
Right.
You know, I bet there's a lot of people that haven't come clean about their experience that are just living and maybe have like evidence on their body or some kind of weird scar thing that they got when they were dreaming. They wake up and all that was just a dream and they look down and they see something where they had the dream. You know, that would be creepy.
Yeah, they just have like an alien's handprint on their ass.
Yeah. It's like, if you just got permanent one,
they got spanked so hard.
That's hard ass smacking to leave a scar.
Man, I don't like the direction we're going in, man. Let's get out of this. Do you have anything else to say about the aliens that doesn't have to do with probing or butt stuff?
Hey, you got me on this topic.
No, you got yourself there. You put yourself in that position. In that sex dungeon in the sky. I didn't do it.
Lemuria is an interesting... It's similar to Atlantis. Like, it's this giant continent that sunk into the ocean. And Lemuria supposedly is the originator of humans with four...
What? This is just crazy people talking about Lemuria because I've never heard of it spoken about like in a educational context, you know, like in school. They never told me about Lemuria.
Because it's kind of...
It's Lemurians. I'm a Lemurican.
Lemurica. Well, it was thought to be just a fantastical place. In the 1800s, this guy did like some research into lemurs and Madagascar and... deduced that that lemurs originated.
I'm sorry.
Lemurs originated from Madagascar. Like all these species, but they don't understand how Madagascar had way more lemur species than everywhere than India or Africa because there was nothing connecting that little island. So they basically they figured out that Lemuria was a place. It was a place millions of years ago. There's evidence for it that they found in 2013 that Lemuria existed, even more so than Atlantis. There's more evidence Lemuria existed. Yes. And
because of the lemurs.
No, because of some zircon rock type shit that they found in the ground.
And you're saying you didn't know anything.
What do you mean?
Find a new research. Here you are, fucking encyclopedia on Lemurians and lemurs.
You shut the fuck up.
You're like Darwin over there with the lemurs.
What I'm getting at is that we might have some space lemurs on our hands.
Our hands?
Yeah.
No, thank you.
The aliens might be lemurs, advanced lemurs, because because the lemurs
advanced lemurs?
Yes, because they were supposedly very intellectual, and they were don't laugh at me. They were like they were 10-foot tall creatures back in the day, and
lemurs,
the Lemurians.
You're telling me my man Zaboomafoo was a 10-foot tall intellectual Play-Doh motherfucker back in the day?
Yes. And he had four arms too.
Who wrote this? I'm so lost, man. This was a guy in the 1800s that said all this?
No. It was an occultist.
Okay. Makes a little more sense.
In 1888, but she basically, I forgot her name, but that there were seven ancient races, and Lemurians were one of the seven.
Okay, so she said lemurs had four arms and were 10 feet tall and were super smart, and then they became aliens, but their little brothers stayed stupid lemurs?
I'm speculating that the lemurs could have grown into aliens or become aliens in spacecraft.
Is it nobody a deuce else? Or are you just taking a deuce on science?
I'm not taking a deuce, man. Fuck you. I'm speculating here because nobody else has that lemurs could be aliens in spacecraft. Because they also, the idea about Lemurians is that the Lemurian people eventually evolved into the lemurs that we see today. Like, they got smaller. The ones that made it off the rock.
Off Lemuria?
Off Lemuria, that survived, yeah. They became little Lemurian, little lemurs that you can go see in Madagascar now. They just got
fucked. Why would evolution go backwards like that?
Well, just think about birds. Birds are used to be velociraptors and T-Rexes, man.
You know, that's actually a pretty good point.
Now they're these little, like, pudgy little birds that you can hit with your car.
And eat their eggs.
Yeah, and they'll look at you while you're eating their eggs, and it's like the food chain is completely reversed. Mm-hmm. Like, I wonder if it's just cycles of the earth with what is in command, what is the primal predator of the world?
Yeah, like maybe our evolution's gonna go backwards and we're gonna turn into little monkeys, and then some other race is gonna be like, look at these stupid little monkeys that are us that used to drive cars and fucking be humans.
Yeah, they used to rule our world. Yeah, now we rule them.
Now we're little chimps. Yeah. Running around scratching our asses.
But still trying to make ends meet. So, that's an interesting idea, isn't it? That everything you see out in the world today that's living, like some kind of creature, could have been 10 or 15 times bigger or smarter back in the day. But the tables turned, and now we're in charge, at least for the time being. And then some sort of like...
I am the captain.
Some sort of maybe dramatic shift in the climate or some kind of a cataclysmic disaster that happens here can turn those tables again, and then evolution.
Favor different
species. Where we kind of lose the upper hand. And
yeah,
then,
maybe. I don't know. It seems a little far-fetched.
Space lemurs?
Yeah. You said it perfectly, man. I couldn't have said it better.
Space lemurs.
Space lemurs. It's like Space Jam. You're telling me that shit's fact.
It is. They're up there hanging out. Listening, this is some good tunes.
Man, this is an alien spaceship wreck of an episode, but I think we should, let's fucking call it.
Yeah, I agree.
My mind's swimming with fucking lemur aliens and butt probes and
safe words
and M. Night Shyamalan. It's bad. So let's call it here. Thank you guys for tuning in to this episode of Best Worst Case Scenario Podcast.
BWCS.
We're your hosts, Mayan over here.
This is Dana over here.
and it's been a pleasure to have you along this space voyage into the stars and M. Night Shyamalan's movies, yeah, I guess.
The star man. They're waiting in the sky. They'd like to come and meet us, but they think they'll blow our minds. Star man. Anyway, thank you for listening.
Good night, folks.
Cheerio.